to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is show number 297. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and I'm fresh back from a sponsored stay at the brand new Destino Tower at Walt Disney World's Coronado Springs. In this very special episode, I'm going to bring you some of the interviews that I was able to conduct at the event and a little insight into what's happening at Coronado Springs. While the tower is getting all of the attention, the rededication of Coronado Springs is much more than just the tower. Everything at Coronado Springs has been completely revamped over the last few years. The convention hotel added additional convention space. It's modernized all of the rooms to look and feel much more like the rooms in the tower. And by the way, make sure you check out the videos on Facebook of all of these interviews. With new dining locations, expanding the total to 10 new recreation spots in and around all of Coronado Springs, the resort is really about celebrating the rich cultures and vibrant landscape of Spain, Mexico, and the American Southwest. And they do that through the contemporary design and old world traditions. That's what makes Coronado Springs shine with renewed luster. Now, while this is absolutely a Disney resort, you're not going to find the in-your-face character experience, much like you would at some of the value resorts where at Pop Century or the All-Stars you get the oversized 101 Dalmatians to take pictures in front of. What they've done is muted that, but instead themed it to a Disney short Destino, and it still has that Disney touch without the in-your-face Disney characters, making it a perfect spot for Disney to advertise as a business convention hotel with the amenities of Walt Disney World. So I can imagine, as a business traveler, staying in the tower and being able to see my family, get on a bus, go to one of the parks while I attend a convention through an enclosed walkway, never having to go outside, with short walks to rooms with the three bridges that have been added to the Largo Dorado. But of course, everyone wants to talk about the tower. The new Grand Destino Tower rises 16 floors on the southeastern shores of the Golden Lake, or the Lake Dorado. It has 545 guest rooms, including 50 suites, of which we'll get a tour of one, a club-level service, a grand two-story lobby that is extremely luxurious and has the feel of luxury versus the feel of Disney characters in your face. New meeting venues, rooftop restaurant, a rooftop lounge, spectacular views, and it becomes the gateway to all 2,300 rooms at the resort. Let's listen in to some of the opening ceremony for the rededication of Coronado Springs.
Good morning, everyone. I am Walt Disney World Ambassador alumna Vanessa Rosas, and I am thrilled to welcome you today to this newly and reimagined Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. Buenos dias a todos. Soy Vanessa Rosas, Walt Disney World Ambassador alumna, y estoy muy emocionada de darles la bienvenida a este nuevo y reimaginado Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. In Spanish, Coronado means the crowned one. And today, it's exciting to celebrate the crowning glory of this beautiful resort, a reimagination that blends contemporary design with the rich cultures of Spain, Mexico, and the American Southwest. This is a place overflowing with the adventurous spirit of world travelers, innovative artists, and enchanting storytellers. To share more with us today, please help me welcome Walt Disney World Senior Vice President Thomas Baldzum.
Thank you, stuff. Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be here. Thank you for allowing me to be here. It's really an honor to see all of you and to celebrate a little bit about the romance and culture of Spain and the old world. The amazing Gran Destino Tower standing behind us is truly the centerpiece of our newly reimagined Coronado Springs Resort. And you know, many of you know we're great at telling stories here at Walt Disney World, and of course there's a story behind that too, because the tower really draws as inspiration from Disney's animated short Destino, which some of you may know was a collaboration between Walt Disney and Salvador Dali. And like the wonderful movie, I'm sure you agree with me, the tower is just a magnificent piece of architecture. But it also serves as a gateway to our newly reimagined resort, which is going to focus on serving leisure and business guests alike. And what I continue to mention is that it's not just the tower, all of our 2,300 rooms here at Coronado Springs are either brand new or have been completely reimagined. And of course, as someone that really, really loves food, I can't tell you how excited we all are about our new dining locations. Right behind you, Villa del Lago, if you have a chance, a beautiful romantic bar and grill that I hope all of you will get a chance to enjoy. But my personal favorite, of course, and I'm trying to pronounce it correctly because Vanessa was really great with me, Toledo. Our new rooftop restaurant with the most wonderful tapas, steaks and seafood, and I can tell you, the most unbelievable, stunning, incredible views of Walt Disney World. Now, as you can see, this reimagined Coronado Springs Resort is clearly Disney's continued investment in parks and resorts. And of course, we're very proud because it's also the largest period of growth for Walt Disney World in over two decades right here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos and welcome to this new chapter of Disney Resort Hotels.
Thank you, Solomon. It's truly an honor to have you here. And there's another very special guest that also wants to be with us here.
I know.
Así que gracias, Thomas, por estar aquí con nosotros. Es realmente un honor. Y hay otro invitado muy especial que quiere estar aquí con nosotros en el día de hoy. Accompanied by the flamenco dancers from Passion of Flamenco, along with very proud Coronado Springs cast members wearing their brand new costumes, please, everyone, help us welcome, with a big round of applause, our favorite friend, Mickey Mouse! Well, with this magical group assembled here today in the Grand Plaza, in the Gran Destino Plaza, I believe it is time for us to officially welcome you to the reimagined Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. And I will need your help. We're going to do a countdown starting with three. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do it. Starting with three, two, one. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us for today's celebration, and we officially now welcome you again to this newly reimagined resort, and we really hope you enjoy your day enjoying this beautiful resort. Thank you, and feel free to go around. This is Coronado Springs Resort and the Gran Destino Tower.
The Gran Destino Tower takes its name from the classic Disney film Destino, drawing inspiration from the surreal animated short. The tower's a whimsical, magnificent visual feast, diverse in its design and execution. Let's check in with an Imagineer on the details behind the theming of the tower.
Hey guys, welcome back to the opening of the Gran Destino Tower. I have tracked down an Imagineer.
David, how are you?
Good. How are you, Sam?
I'm great. So tell me exactly, what was your role here for this project?
I was an executive architect here for this tower and this new project. Actually, they're reimagining of the entire resort about 3 years ago.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's really what this is. This isn't just adding a building to an existing resort. You've really reimagined everything, and I can see that when I look outside, when I look through this facility. Where do you start with a project like that?
That's a good question. We took a 22-year-old resort and started with the rooms and the color palette and translated that to what you see here today, because one started before another. We obviously looked at the landscape of this resort. This is one of the largest resorts on property and one of the most important...
Acreage-wise or room-wise?
Yeah,
okay.
Both. But one of the most important things from a Spanish, Mexican, and Southwest American culture is not only the food and the music and the textures and all that, but it's the design and the landscape and how the buildings relate to the landscape. And as you see out the window, the crown jewel of this landscape is Lago Dorado.
Absolutely.
And it provides not only that open space amenity, but it provides that visual connection to the rest of the resort. And so we really took advantage of that and the respect that those cultures had for water, and it integrated that into our thinking about this hotel.
And it also appears that you've taken some guest feedback into account by adding some shortcuts and some paths that go over it. And so as an Imagineer, you're taking guest feedback, you're taking the other feedback, or creating something that you just want.
Yeah.
That's a lot of different pressures coming from different areas.
It is. But it was great feedback. We knew that the lake, while it was a great amenity in the middle of the resort, was somewhat of a dissatisfier because of the walk distance to get to the convention itself and food and beverage. So we took that to heart and built the bridges across the lake to reduce that walk distance.
And you built a tower with 500 rooms and a covered air-conditioned walkway.
Absolutely.
You're thinking of it all there.
It's all about connectivity.
It's all connectivity.
And making it easier for our guests to access all the different functions of this resort. That's the key.
I love it. So tell me a little bit about maybe the lobby here. Here's what the Disney nerds are going to want me to ask you. What are the hidden Mickeys? Where do I find them? All that kind of stuff. But I want to, there's some, down here, there's some really cool things.
Yeah.
And up on the 16th floor,
yeah,
that all kind of ties together. What?
Yeah, the hidden Mickeys, we have those. And to me, it's more important to talk about the inspiration for the building itself, and obviously with the name Destino, comes that relationship that we explored with Disney and Salvador Dali. We didn't want to open another resort and just have the Fab Five or Disney characters. We wanted to explore a little bit more of a more elegant, sophisticated connection back to our IP and our legacy, which was Walt's collaboration with Salvador Dali. So, even though that 7-minute film had no words in it, it's totally full of emotion.
Yeah.
And placemaking. And it's a visual tour de force that we used throughout this entire resort, as you'll see in the small details, from the dahlia, from her bell dress, to the dandelions, to her flowing hair. The fluidity of it was really what captured my eye. And you can see here in the arches, it's not just your standard Palladian arch. We started to push and pull everything so that you open up those views to the outside. So it's that connection between inside and outside that was really important to us. And we think we nailed it
with
this.
And that push and that pull goes all the way up outside of the
tower.
Absolutely. And that's, I think it's one of the signatures for this resort as you move forward. And I could see it on the t-shirts tomorrow. That's
Well, it is. And you picked up on another thing that goes back to the importance and respect for the natural world around us, which is the water. So that ribbon outside that you saw that came from our jewel box up on the top of the building is really our modern interpretation of the importance of that water in the springs. Across the way were the original springs on this property, and we decided it relative to the story to put a Mayan temple or pyramid on top of that so that the springs could flow up and come back down and cascade down the stairs so our guests could really understand the importance of that. This is our modern interpretation of that, and you can see it in the ribbon pattern that comes down the building through the lobby. It goes all the way out to the lake and connects to the natural source, and it goes out the front to the man-made fountain in the front. So it's that connectivity to what the essence of this place is, which is the natural landscape.
It, in a lot of this, when I see it, it almost reminds me a little of Elements from Alani, where you come in and it kind of opens up, and there's a lot of that. I love that connectivity with the water all the way.
Yeah,
through.
We try to do that too. We try to bring the guest in at an upper level so you get an amazing view across
the property.
Absolutely.
The first thing you want to do is run and look down and look out the window.
Yeah, and it becomes a point of orientation, right? You see that fountain out in the middle of the lake, and that becomes a point of orientation when you're outside. You see the functionality here where we can handle guests on the second level, but this level becomes the gathering spot. In the morning, it serves coffee. At night, it becomes the lounge. But everybody comes down here to that covered connector that you referenced before to get to the convention. So this really becomes the main street of the entire resort.
And is that really the target audience for this resort is a convention guest?
Yes,
but
it is.
With their families.
Absolutely.
Because
right?
what better way to leave them, right? I got to go to the convention, gosh darn it. I'm going to put my suit on and walk through the air condition while they're going.
Yeah. There's plenty of things for them to do at the dig site, the pools, everything we're offering here. Yeah.
Got it. So time for one last question.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite detail that you see around here? The one thing that you go, I don't think guests are going to notice that, but I love that.
Oh,
is
my
there
gosh.
One?
I don't know if there is one. For me, it was always that reference back to Spain and Barcelona and Seville and once again,
you can see it
the arches, the elongation of everything. It's not just something that's sitting there as a piece of architecture. It's constantly in movement. So that's what I really like about it.
Love it.
It goes back to that original story of the water.
David, thanks for your time. Can't wait to hear about your next projects, whatever those might
be.
Absolutely. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Alrighty.
Let's go up to one of the rooms now and check in with Steven, who's going to show us and talk about the in-room experience. Then we'll talk to Jenny with a tour of one of the suites. And finally, Elizabeth is going to tell us about the hotel experience overall from the Barcelona Lounge in the lower level lobby.
Hey guys, it's Sam back here at the Grandestino Tower, and I'm in one of the beautiful new rooms here with Steven, who's part of the events team here for Disney. Steven, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your role, not only here for Coronado, but for Disney Parks and Resorts.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm the event services director here at Coronado Springs, so I handle all of the group and convention business that comes in and stays with us here at the resort, but because we're just one big playground at Walt Disney World, on any given day I could have a convention group that's sleeping here but holding events in one of our great parks or other resorts, for instance. So it's kind of a global position, even though I call Coronado my home.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful home, especially with the addition of the new tower here.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about this. I've had a little bit of time to walk around, to look at things, and I don't feel like I'm in a traditional Disney resort.
Right.
And I think that's on purpose.
Uh-huh.
And I have to tell you, I love it. From the little gadgets in the rooms to the updates that you've done to the TVs. I don't know where to start with my questions.
Well, great. Well, the new rooms here in Grandestino were based on a lot of feedback we heard from our guests and in particular, a lot of our convention and meeting guests. So a lot of the design elements you'll see in these rooms were based on that feedback from the hardwood floors, the pedestal beds, which we kind of stole from our Disney Cruise Line.
I'm noticing that as I look down right now and easily
slide everything under, so it reduces the clutter. Large work areas with plenty of USB ports and charging ports to plug in devices.
Plenty of USB ports, and that's one of the first things I noticed because I pulled out my plug with my all the USB cords, and I didn't need it.
Yeah.
I had to unplug it from the dongle and plug it right into
into
the lamps that are bedside. Mm-hmm. You have some great little reading lights that
pop up. We do.
Very interesting things.
Yeah, so and the rooms are just a tad bit larger than the current resort rooms. However, the great news is we've taken this entire look and design and we've implemented it on all of the existing resort rooms so that we just went over a major renovation of all of our guest rooms. So you're going to find these same features in our current inventory on property.
So you're going to find in property here?
Correct, here at Coronado. Here at Coronado Springs, yeah.
So any of the ranchos or...
The ranchos, cabanas, casitas sections, they all are going to have this similar look and feel.
Got it. So one of the differences, right, and those rooms are still great.
Yeah.
Love those.
Right.
And if I'm vacationing with the family, I love that because we're sort of out.
Yeah.
But if I'm here with the convention, I'm in the 11th floor of a tower right now, and
correct.
I just go right downstairs, and I have all the amenities, or I go upstairs to the new bar.
Yep, you've got a great new bar and restaurant. Actually, we've got the Dahlia Lounge up on the 16th floor of the resort, and new Toledo Tapa Steak and Seafood restaurant up there as well, with great views of all of Walt Disney World. We've got the Barcelona Lounge down in the lobby of the resort, which is a European-style coffee bar by day, and a great lobby lounge at night with mixed cocktails and all kinds of
stuff. And that's a two-story walk-in through the lobby. It's inviting.
It's kind kind of one of those jaw-dropping lobbies, kind of like you come to expect at some of the other Disney
resorts.
It is,
which maybe you guys, you know, you stole the pedestal beds from the cruise lines. Maybe
well,
a little that's from Alani.
You know, that's it's one big family. So
I get that. I completely understand.
And that's all up to Disney Imagineering. So
which they do great at, by the way. And I need to ask you about the TVs because I'm seeing some things different here that I haven't seen in other resorts.
That's
before.
True. This is our first Grandestino is the first location where we're rolling out our new interactive televisions or ITVs, and we are going to implement those into the existing the rest of the resort here at Coronado this fall. So by the end of this calendar year, all of Coronado Springs will have the new interactive TVs, but Grandestino is featuring it first, and it's meant to be a more personalized Disney content driven experience where families can do everything from viewing photo passes and looking at their Magic My Disney Experience details right on the television, confirming their dining reservations, their fast pass reservations, looking at your photo passes every day, which is great.
Which was amazing because the first thing I did was started playing with it, and I needed to link to it. But and I'm imagining with the family come back to the room, and I hit my remote control, and I go to My Disney Vacation, and I have all of the photo pass pictures from the day.
Correct. And big high definition format too,
in
so you're not scrolling through a phone.
Absolutely, huge high definition format.
And one of my favorite features on the new interactive TVs is the Connect My Device feature, and that's where you can take your current device, scan a QR code off the screen, and you can now scan or you can stream any of your cast-enabled apps off of your phone. So whether it's Pandora Music or Hulu, YouTube, any of those, you can stream right to your TV.
So I could stream those, or I can go into Disney On Demand.
Correct.
Where I can now pick a couple of movies. Maybe I want to watch Finding Nemo. Maybe.
Correct.
That's not bad.
So we've got all that content available. Then, of course, most Disney fans know that later in the fall, we're going to be introducing our new Disney Plus streaming service.
Absolutely.
And that'll be a feature that's enabled on these televisions.
That was going to be one of my questions. And it's a perfect, right? We went to the parks and we use this Disney Plus service. And we have to subscribe to it when we get home.
Right.
I love that.
There's some logic there.
Absolutely. Now, the other part that I really liked about that, as Disney nerds, which we all are, we tend to get here and we flip through the channel guide and we hit the Disney Must Do, and then we do the Disney Vacation Club and the Disney Springs. Those are all part of the package. So you just on demand go and watch
Any
of those.
Absolutely. And it's a much friendlier user format. It's easy to navigate. Sometimes, you know, in some of the older systems, you had to just search to even find the channel guide.
Yes.
Now everything's right at your fingertips. I even like the feature that the static image on the front of our beautiful new resort in Grandestino isn't really static. If you stare at it long enough,
the ducks
will swim, the birds will move. It's like it's fun for the kids to stare at it and see what happens next.
Now, I'll tell you a problem that you solved with me with that direct thing, which is we come back from the resorts all day with the kids and they want to watch one of the bedtime stories.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck watching the one that's next in queue and Cars just happened and that's the one they want to watch. Now I can pick.
It's all on demand.
It's all on demand. So I'm picking any of those bedtime stories, the Timon and Pumbaa safety videos, which I think are just funny.
Yep.
Disney Nature, there was a bunch of stuff there, and Disney Plus coming later.
Yeah, and that content's only going to get better with Disney Plus.
It's only going to get better. I got another question for you. The Keurigs, are those new for coffee makers within the resorts?
We have just recently switched over to Keurigs in all of our guest rooms as well, yes.
Okay, so there's that here at Coronado?
At Coronado.
Okay, I wasn't sure about the other parks, but it was hit or miss, but you guys are moving and you have those things now. That's great.
Yep.
Refrigerator in the room, all those things that you would expect. Anything that you would expect as a traveling family or business person, which I think is really what you guys are after.
Well, again, being the company's largest convention resort, we do want to cater to our business travelers, but we have an equal number of both leisure guests and business travelers. Grandestino was built with a lot of the business travelers in mind. For instance, like I said, some of the features we mentioned earlier, but being able to leave your guest room, we've got this beautiful air-conditioned connector that we built into the convention center so that the guests don't have to worry about the elements.
Covered, go down, walk over there.
And you've got a convention and you're in business attire, and you know sometimes the elements here can be a challenge for something like that. Whereas if you're just going out for a day in the parks in shorts and flip-flops.
I got it. Also noticed it looks like its own little pathway out to the island swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. So it's, like I said, a lot of great features here. And we did add some additional meeting space into Grandestino as well. We've got about 3,000 to 4,000 square feet of additional meeting space.
On top of the convention center.
In addition to the 220,000 square feet of existing meeting space. So some really nice boutique space, including a brand new boardroom that seats 24 with state-of-the-art technology in there as well.
Beautiful. Thank you for your time. We
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. And you guys got to check out the rooms here at the Grandestino and Coronado Springs in general.
Awesome.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Jenny, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well, and welcome to our brand new tower. This is one of our 44 deluxe suites that we have throughout the tower. As you enter in, you can even just start to see some of the beautiful decor we have with the barn door. and some little added touches. If you just happen to kind of look down, you'll see some of the only things Disney can do with our little hidden Mickey there, or not so hidden.
Not so hidden now, but he is the only one there, I see, yes?
If you happen to be at that Kid I Love list, perfect.
It is perfect. I
and
love it.
As you walk in, you'll see that we've got a half bath here right at the front, which is also very elegantly decored. As you start to look through, you can even see the mural up on the wall, which is a nod to our movie Destino.
Very nice.
And then as you come on in, you can see, welcome to our living room.
This is beautiful.
So as you look into the living room, you will see that it's great for entertaining. It's great for working at the back, if you just happen to be here for one of our meetings and conventions. As well as this, the sleeper sofa actually pulls out to be a queen size. So it sleeps two adults very comfortably there.
It's a queen size. I like that.
And then as you turn around, you can see your wonderful bar area also for entertaining or just for having your morning coffee on our wonderful little Keurig there.
Absolutely. The television, which we've talked about in other spots. Yes. What's your favorite spot? Part of the television.
I think I like the fact that I can connect my own device.
That's a great one.
So when you start to think about just bringing your own device, you want your kids to watch Netflix or Disney Plus, they can connect right there and be able to show it on the big screen.
Love that.
And guess what? You can still work on your device while it's doing that.
That's very good.
That's great, right?
I do love that, yes. So this is a very big workspace I see here.
Yeah, so and the great thing I think about this too is, you know, so many of our guests may come from any convention, but they also bring their families with them. So you can sit back here, work, kids still sitting on the sofa watching TV, or you could be entertaining and having a meeting and being sitting back here. So it gives you that versatility in this room that I think is just kind of brings it all together for us.
And this is just the start.
So as you walk into the bedroom, you can see that you can actually close it off. Again, another barn door that we have throughout. And then the wonderful king-size bed that we have in here, and the little added touch that we have is great little storage area underneath.
I noticed that coming in.
So now you can actually store your luggage under there. It also makes for a little kind of fun place for the kids to hang out.
That is big enough for that. I'm also noticing hardwood floors, no carpeting.
Yeah, so we've gone with this vinyl tile is actually what it is. And the nice thing about it, even better than hardwood, is it's actually soft, easy for us to maintain, and just gives you this beautiful feel. Right throughout it. And
absolutely.
Even just the way they've designed it.
We're going to take a second to look out the window here because
Actually,
it's a great view of the pathway that leads right from the tower to the primary swimming pool.
It is. So you can actually see there, that would be our feature swimming pool that we have over there, which is our dig site area. There's a great little slide over there that the kids love too.
Absolutely.
A perfect little location to be able to pop over, as well as if you notice in the center of our lake, of Lago Dorado, we actually have three bridges that now connect the resort and come together at this wonderful little place called Villa del Lago. And on Villa del Lago is a new bar and grill that we call Three Bridges Bar and Grill. Delicious food that's open. Usually it's open for dinner time and select days for lunchtime.
Wonderful. And you gotta just peek around the corner and see the top of the Tree of Life. And
yes, you can see the top of the Tree of Life. And if you look over that way, you might be able to see a little castle hidden away.
You know what? You can see a little castle hidden away, along with Contemporary Resort is pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll try to zoom on that later, but it's definitely out there to the left. All right, let's keep our tour. Another TV.
So, ooh. And we got another TV in the room. Same
Love
thing,
it.
Bringing our interactive TV.
So I think another thing I do want to mention very quickly is on the lamps here, there are wonderful USB ports, and there's a lot of those around.
Yes, we have actually added a lot of the USB, a lot of kind of the technology components that we all have come to just generally accept throughout our
Absolutely.
Lives, right? That we have throughout the resort. Oh, we've also noticed, I'll just have to add this one in just for kind of the little cool thing. If you look at the lamps, that's actually reminiscent of the movie Destino. So when you watch the movie, the Disney short there, Dahlia actually jumps into a pool that looks like a bell and comes out with her bell dress on. And that's what that actually is.
Oh,
so
I like
you'll
that.
You'll see a lot of that kind of throughout.
Very nice.
Oh, another cool thing just for our fun Disney nerds. Cool
Very
lights.
Cool. Little reading light.
Little reading light.
Which you didn't have to turn on. You just pulled it out
and it
turned
on.
It
comes right on.
Very nice.
Pop it back in. Turns right off. And then as you come into our wonderful bathroom.
The master.
You've got your two sinks. You've got an enclosed toilet room, which is also very nice and something many of our guests have been asking for. As well as when you look at our shower. So we've got the two fixture shower in there. You've got the shower rain head, as well as the removable handheld. is also adjustable.
Very nice. So this room, you have how many of these?
We have 44 of the deluxe suites.
Of the deluxe suites here, and these have access to a club. The Kronos Club. Okay.
So Kronos Club's up on our 15th floor, and Kronos has, when you walk in, you'll be greeted with like more of a living room type feeling. You can sit in any of the lounge chairs, and you'll see that when you go up on the 15th floor too. Wonderful view, different little nibbles and bites that you can have throughout the day. But yeah, all of the suites, so we have 50 suites in total, 44 of them are deluxe. Four are the one bedrooms and two presidentials.
Oh, two presidentials, yes. So we can only hope to get a look at those someday.
And then, but we also have 30 standard rooms that also have access.
Okay, 30 standard rooms that also have access. And there are 500 and some rooms in the tower?
545.
Which takes the entire resort to, do you know?
Just over 2,300, I believe.
Sorry, I made you do that math live. I apologize for that. I do like that right here from the restroom, or from the master bath, you can see.
When you look over the frosting.
Everest, and yeah, when you look over the frosting. I had to get up above that, because if you come down the frosting, clearly it's...
Exactly. We have the privacy frosting going on.
I completely understand. So that, very nice. And there's the barn door that you referred to before.
Yes.
Very nice. And I think with that, what's your favorite part of the room?
I think my favorite part is probably, I think the shower.
The shower? I'm still
the
going.
The redhead?
Sure.
But for, let's see, for a Disney Nerds, I would probably say just the interactive TV.
Got it.
Being able to sit here and enjoy.
And go right to a movie.
Go right to
a movie. In fact, I think that is pretty simple. If I just pick the remote control up, go to Disney On Demand, and from Disney On Demand, go right to movies, and we can start watching any movie that we might like. I love it. Any other hidden Mickeys we need to know about? Or that we should know about?
Let me see if I don't see any others in here. There's plenty in the hallway.
Got them, and we will notice those.
Oh, there are some on the wallpaper.
Oh, we're going to leave with that. Yes, there are. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Hey, guys, it's Sam. I'm back here at the Grandestino Grand Opening. I'm with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're the Vice President of Resorts here?
Of Hotels and Resorts at Walt Disney World.
Hotels and Resorts at Walt Disney World. What an awesome job.
It's great. It's wonderful.
So especially on a day like today, when you get to introduce a fabulous new location, a 15-story tower with, I don't know where to start. This place is amazing.
Well, we're very excited. Tomorrow we open our doors on July 9th to all of our guests.
Finally. How long has it been in development?
Just about 3 years.
Okay.
So
3 years?
3 years in development, and finally we're here. And this 545-room tower is really the crown jewel in all of Coronado. So the entire resort has over 2,300 rooms. And the tower is its center point and its capstone.
And the tower has changed the landscape around here.
It really has. So it's not only the rooms that we're featuring, we're also featuring several new food and beverage establishments.
Sure.
Two of them are rooftop, which is really exciting.
And it's a rooftop that you can see
everything.
I've been able to spot every
miles.
Icon. Every icon from the Disney parks I can see.
The views are incredible. I think they're actually better than we even imagined. And so the restaurant is called Toledo, and it's Tapas Steak and Seafood.
Okay.
And then next door is Dahlia Bar and Lounge, which is a very cool and hip lounge next to the restaurant.
I love it. I visited it. Some great shout-outs to Walt there. And, in fact, in the lobby as well, there are some, I don't want to call it a mural, but a topiary, whatever it is.
Absolutely. And all of these are based upon the movie Destino and Walt Disney and Salvador Dali collaboration on this short film. So that's what you see around you in the artwork and the architecture and in the design, because that's really what that film was about.
That's wonderful. The detail, it's always in the Disney detail, right?
Absolutely.
A couple of the new things I noticed here, and I think people are talking about, because let's face it, this is brand new and you have other construction happening around Walt Disney World. some of the new things, like the lots of USB ports in the room and the televisions everybody's talking about. Is that
I'm glad you mentioned that. So yes, so our new TV platform is our first. It's rolling out with the tower. So this is literally the full platform.
I've been able to use it. So I was one of your early users.
Thank you very much. So everything from streaming service to movies on demand to the personalization attributes that you would expect from a Disney hotel. USB ports, there's 12 in your room today. So we've got you covered for every device that you could bring. The hard surface flooring, the platform beds that are perfect for storing your luggage underneath, the reimagined closets, the rain shower bathrooms, all of these are new touches that we've added to our resorts, and you'll see them in all of our resorts moving forward.
So moving forward in other areas, it's not just here, but this one's done. You've upgraded some of the other rooms around
Florida. We have. So there's over 2,300 rooms in this resort. It is. And every one of them has been refurbished to the exact same standards that you see here. And with the new television, we'll roll out in all of those rooms, that hard surface flooring, the platform beds, and everything that we just mentioned are featured there as well.
I am looking forward to a day in the parks with my family and coming back to that TV and clicking and looking at all of my PhotoPass pictures.
Absolutely.
That, to me, is just amazing.
Yeah,
then
thank
at Disney
you.
Plus in the fall and the holy
two
cow.
Clicks and you're in. We're excited.
Two clicks and you're in.
That's two clicks and you're in, which will be very exciting for us. Now, you mentioned coming back from the parks because one of the things that you'll be able to do when you come back is visit our bar and lounge that's floating on the lake. So we created three bridges that connects all ends of this resort, and in the middle of that, we developed a new bar and lounge. So Villa del Lago is the new bar and lounge. It's indoor-outdoor seating and perfect for that respite after a day in the parks.
And I will be visiting that a little later and talking to someone out there. And I think it's wonderful because it's also set up sort of a cut-through, so you don't have to walk all the way around
Absolutely.
The lake out there.
Absolutely. Cut your travel time in more than half.
Cut the travel time to the front, and that's wonderful. And it's amazing what you guys have done here. Love it. Can't wait to see more. There's a lot happening at Walt Disney World these days, and I think resorts is center to most of it. A lot of people may not think that, but I do.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and we hope that everyone will come and visit. It really is a spectacular place.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Thank you guys for watching, and more from the grand opening of the Destino Tower.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's head out to the Three Bridges Bar and Grill just outside and across one of the bridges from the Barcelona Lounge.
And now we were at the Three Bridges Bar and Grill with Anthony, and you are going to show us some of the new specialties out here in this brand new establishment that's beautiful in the center of Villa del Lago.
Absolutely. So welcome to Three Bridges Bar and Grill at Villa del Lago. We're sitting right on top of Lago Dorado, which is a 14-acre lake right in the heart of Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. It's a really beautiful view of Grand Destino Tower, which grand opening's tomorrow, yes, in case you were wondering.
And it's not that far from the dig site, by the way.
It's not. There's a pool, which is one of the three bridges leads directly to the dig site.
Wonderful.
So Three Bridges Bar and Grill, it really represents all the travelers, authors, musicians, poets, all these people that were traveling in search of the lost cities of gold, and we're looking for a place to relax, grab a bite to eat, something to drink. So our menu is really indicative of that inspiration. So we're going to find flavors and techniques from all over the world. So me personally, I always love to start with something sweet. You don't have to eat dessert last. So here are our warm churros. These are unique to our location. They're fried fresh to order. We toss them in a little bit of Espelette pepper sugar, so it adds a little layer of zing to the dish. It's paired with a chocolate sauce, which was made in-house as well, and it's really, really delicious. Very traditional in Spain to drink coffee while you eat your churros as well. So we have one of our coffee specialties here. It's a Café Bombón. It's a little bit of sweet.
Café Bombón?
Bonbon, B-O-M-B-O-N.
I like it.
Yeah, so it's a little sweetened condensed milk in there, a little freshly brewed espresso. You mix that up, you have a sip, wakes you up a little bit, dip your churro inside. It's really, really delicious. And then up here we have our crispy chicken and biscuit slider. So we bake these biscuits fresh every morning. Flour, butter,
fresh milk. Biscuits every morning.
Everyone, it's a great scent to walk into the kitchen.
I can only imagine.
Oh, I love it. They're hard to stay away from, though. So we have these crispy chicken thighs on top. They've been brined overnight in a saline solution with herbs and citrus. Really imparts a lot of moisture and a lot of flavor to the dish. You'll see a hot honey on there, a little blue cheese spread, a fresh cabbage slaw, which is dressed lightly in a vinaigrette. So it kind of represents those classic flavors of buffalo chicken, right? Hot sauce, blue cheese, crispy chicken.
I'm in.
Really delicious.
Can I have that one right there?
Absolutely. Well, this one is just for show, but we will have a taste for it.
All right. That's awesome.
We're done. Yeah, absolutely. So we have our smoked paprika fries here as well, and a little bit of our smoked tomato aioli. Great accompaniment to the French fries. Here is this is a really fun dish. It's a fun spin on the classic American corn dog. So we got rid of the hot dog. We added in some fresh from Florida, never frozen shrimp, no GMOs, no antibiotics, no additives whatsoever. It really tastes the way that shrimp should be.
Shrimp.
Absolutely, yeah. So we skewer those fresh shrimp. We dip them in our corn dog batter. We fry them fresh. It's paired with a little remoulade sauce. So it's a house-made aioli with chopped pickles and cayenne pepper, some citrus juice. Really adds a lovely layer of flavor to the whole dish.
Lovely.
Excellent. Up here, this is one of our fan favorites. So we did a soft opening a few weeks back, and this has been one of the dishes that our guests are really gravitating towards. So it's a warm manchego and Oaxaca cheese dip. Right, so it's kind of like our play on queso fundido.
Okay.
So we have some sautéed onions and jalapenos in there, milk and cream. We fold in this aged manchego from Spain. It's been aged for 6 months. A fresh Oaxaca cheese from Mexico. We top it with a little bit of poblano peppers that have been roasted, some chorizo, and some freshly cut scallions. We have blue and yellow corn tortilla chips to dip in there. A little fresh squeeze of lime over the whole thing adds a nice zip to the dish. Again, our guests really love this. And really great shareable item on our menu. And last but most certainly not least is our curry lentil hummus. This is my personal favorite dish on the menu. It's very healthy. You know, hummus is traditionally made with chickpeas, and here
okay.
We've omitted the chickpeas and we replace it with golden lentils. So we take golden lentils.
Lentil beans instead of chickpeas.
Yeah, exactly. And
very interesting.
Yeah, we puree it with garlic, tons of spices, citrus juice, fresh herbs. And we put that down in the bowl. On top, we have a little harissa paste, which is like a little spicy red pepper paste. Next to that, you'll see some yogurt raita, which is a cucumber yogurt. Really levels out that heat to make it really well balanced. A healthy dose of olive oil, toasted pumpkin seeds. And on the side to dip in there, we have some warm grilled naan bread and some freshly baked sea-salted pumpkin seed crackers. Oh, this is a great dish.
Sea-salted pumpkin seed crackers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
With a little rye flour. There's some ground pumpkin seeds inside as well. This dish is something that's really easy to do vegan. We leave the yogurt raita off. We substitute some more of our pumpkin seed crackers. We can also use tortilla chips or an array of fresh vegetables that we can cut to order upon guest request. And it's really delicious, really healthy. I have trouble staying away from eating this every day, but I really, really love it. Now, after we've walked through all these dishes, you can really see the worldly influence that I was talking about with the menu. And my favorite thing about our food, these dishes, the rest of our dishes that we have on the menu, is they all pair really, really well with our house-made sangrias. And Athena, our proprietor, is going to walk us through how to make some of those.
Athena, you have the sangrias that accompany these wonderful dishes.
I do, because with every great meal, you have a great beverage pairing. And here at Three Bridges Bar and Grill, we've become known for our house-made sangria for a few reasons, because they are house-made. We make them fresh every day with fresh fruit juices, Spanish liqueurs, and really beautiful red, white, and rosé wine. And so that's another reason that makes our sangria so unique, is because we offer so many different options for our guests. You can see our rosado or our rosé sangria, our blanco or our white, and our tinto sangria, which is our red sangria. And a lot of guests just don't realize how simple sangria is to make, so I want to take the opportunity to show them and make you a glass of our tinto sangria.
Make me a glass?
Yes.
I like where this is going.
We said it pairs beautifully with the food, and we have a tasting of some of these food items.
That's wonderful.
For you, so we're going to pair a glass of red sangria with it. So you want to start out with a glass or a mixing tin of fresh ice. And I've measured out our ingredients, but I'm going to tell you what's in it. So we got 3 ounces of fresh orange juice and simple syrup, 3 ounces of Garnacha wine, which is a red wine, and it's most popular in Spain, but they also make it in other regions of the world, also known as Grenache. And the great thing about sangria is you can make it how you love it. So if you like a different red wine and you have one on hand, you should use the one that you love. We use Garnacha. And also 1 ounce of Spanish orange liqueur.
And no Spanish orange
Spanish
liqueur.
Spanish orange liqueur. And no need to shake this. Just gonna stir it real gently for a few seconds until it's incorporated and well chilled. And then a little cocktail tip is you always wanna strain your cocktail or sangria, in this case, over fresh ice. So
We've got a fresh glass of ice here, and it's garnished with lemon and oranges. And voila, our Tinto Sangria.
And that is wonderful.
Yes, that's for you. And like I mentioned, we have a beautiful cocktail menu as well. So please come back and try our other sangrias as well as our signature cocktails.
Wonderful. So which sangria, what does this pair with over here?
So for me, with that one, I would like to, with the queso.
With the queso.
I think the red wine will stand up really nicely to the rich flavors of the cheese and the aged chorizo as well. Beautiful pairing.
That is perfect. Excellent. Thank you guys for your time. Thanks for this wonderful location. I think where you are in the center of the lagoon here, it's just beautiful, and I think it's going to be a favorite spot of a lot of people with the kids right over at the dig site and us here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Let's head back into the Grand Destino Tower, head to the 16th floor through the elevators where you select your floor on the outside, then tells you which elevator to get in, up to the 16th floor with two facilities to visit. Let's head to the lounge.
Hey, guys. I'm back at the grand opening of the Grand Destino. I'm at the Dahlia Lounge with Michael.
This place is amazing.
Thank you. So I'm welcome to Dahlia Lounge. Again, my name is Michael Scheifler. I'm the food and beverage proprietor here for the tower. And I'm happy to talk a little bit about this unique place here.
I'd love to hear about it because we get the big restaurant, now we have the lounge on this side. And I think it's kind of cool that there's pictures of Walt all over the place. I can see Blizzard Beach right here. I can see the Galaxy's Edge. The views are amazing. And this is open to anyone, right?
This is open to anyone. So yeah, just come up to the 16th floor. Again, you can enjoy great tapas, great beverages. We're actually featuring one of our unique signature drinks here. It's called the Grand Destino Gin Tonic, which is awesome. Actually, it's going to be featured here on the side in our beautiful Copa de Balloon. But the lounge itself, I just want to talk a little bit about that.
Please.
The inspiration actually came from the Disney short Destino, and it's a love story between Dahlia and Kronos. So there's a lot of components in this lounge, starting with our ceiling.
So Dahlia's here, and I was in Kronos earlier.
That is correct.
Now I get the connection. Okay.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
So again, if you look at the ceiling, so you have kind of the flowing hair of Dahlia in the ceiling. As you kind of look in the distance, we have a surrealistic painting. Which has dandelions flowing in the air. So as it flows up to the ceiling, you see our dandelion chandeliers. And it really gives you an impression as the dandelions are floating throughout the space. Also on the side, we have the columns where you also see Dahlia in the shape of a bell. And again, we are really feeding a lot from this Destino movie in this space. I mean, it's just a gorgeous space.
The theming is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. So my concern is, how are you going to get into here once the word gets out? How are you going to control this?
So we are taking walk-ins. As we're going to reach capacity, we actually have a virtual queue. So
okay.
Our guests can check in at our podium. They're going to be kind of, we take the name. They can enjoy the resort. As soon as we have space available, we actually page them. They can come back up and enjoy beverage and
food. When you say enjoy the resort, there's so much more here to do, and we've been learning about that all day long. So that's really cool. So of the drinks, what's your favorite thing here?
My favorite drink here is definitely the gin tonic. So the gin tonic is a very popular drink in Spain. So we actually infuse our own orange saffron syrup. You can choose from 20 different gins throughout the world. And then you just top it off with some tonic. It's going to be served in the Copa de Balloon. I mean, the color is just stunning. It's kind of
20 different gins.
20 different gins.
Okay.
Amazing.
That's why I was still on that point when you kept going. It looks beautiful.
No, thank you. Also here, if you look at the view behind me, I mean, you have sweeping views of Walt Disney World.
Yes.
At night, you actually can get some glimpses of some distant fireworks. So, I mean, it's just a stunning space up here.
It absolutely is. I love it. Thank you for your time, Michael.
It was a pleasure. Thank you,
perfect.
Sir. I hope I
and
see you out here.
Yes, I will be here tonight, and then hopefully we'll be able to take the nerds on a live view of some of these fireworks.
I will be here.
All righty. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The lounge is beautiful and well worth the trip. Now, right across the hallway, on the other side of the elevators, you will find Tolados. This is the rooftop restaurant. You'll need a reservation for this one.
I am in Tolados with Chef Robbie. This just looks amazing. I got to start by just looking around. This place is amazing.
It is. Yeah, here at Toledo's Tapa Steak and Seafood, you're on the 16th floor. You have outstanding views of the Walt Disney World property.
All the way around.
All the way.
I can spot all four icons out there, by the way.
Awesome.
They're all there.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
So what's going on here in
Toledo's Tapas Steak and Seafood?
Tapas Steak and Seafood.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So right back here, we have our onstage tapas bar. which is very exciting.
That is kind of exciting. I didn't realize that's what that was.
So there's a little interaction. There's no seating up there, but there's definitely interaction with the chefs up there. So we have two categories of tapas. We have pinchos, and then we have cazuelas.
Okay.
So as far as a pinchos is small. So in Spain, it's the pick is what that means, is pinchos. So here we have three of the six that we have on our menu. We have our tortilla española, which is our very, very popular Spanish tapa.
Okay.
And then we have our marinated mussels, escabeche. And then next to that is our olive oil poached tuna. So moving on to the cazuelas. So this is the cazuela dish itself. Cazuelas, they lend themselves to more of sharing, if you will. And then this one here is a piquillo pepper, stuffed with an herb goat cheese, finished off in our hearth oven back there on the tapa station. And then it's sauced on top is a green onion vinaigrette, and then also 25-year aged sherry vinegar.
Very nice.
And then back here we have our charred octopus. So octopus is cooked.
Charred octopus.
Cooked over 5 hours, nice and tender. And on the bottom we have some very nice, delicate lentils, and then a romesco sauce, chimichurri, and nice little greens to garnish that. Moving on to the back of the kitchen here.
Okay.
We're doing our cheese board. So everybody's got a cheese board. What's special about ours is it's only Manchego cheese.
We
have four ages of Manchego cheese, what makes it special to me. So we have a 3-month, a 6, an 8, and a 12-month Manchego cheese. That way you can really taste the progression of the age of the cheese and how much it differs within the 9-month time frame. So really, really great.
Love it.
Moving on to some of the entrees we have back here. So this is our hanger steak. So grilled to your liking. And then on the bottom is some lightly crushed potatoes, the salsa verde. We have aji amarillo yogurts. And then just a nice little green salad on there, mixed in with some charred shishito peppers.
Very nice.
One of our crowd favorites is going to be our seared sea scallop.
Beautiful.
On the bottom of that, we're going to start off with a fava bean hummus. Scallops go down, and then we have beautiful dollops of olive tapenade, and then some yogurt powder, fresh fava beans, along with some roasted carrots, and then a harissa vinaigrette finishes that whole dish off.
Cool.
All right. And now moving on over here to our desserts. So this is one of my favorites here. This is our crema catalana.
I can't even say that.
Crema catalana.
Crema catalana.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. So beautiful custard-like. It's not to be confused with a flan or a creme brulee. So you make that pudding and you put it in the cazuela and just let it set. And then we'll top it with a little bit of sugar and then brulee it. Beautiful, silky, smooth, velvety, delicious.
What is that on top?
This is a cocoa nib twill.
A cocoa nib twill, yep. Cocoa nibs.
A little chocolate in there, a little crispiness.
I like that.
Just rounds out that dish beautifully.
Cocoa nibs are wonderful.
Yeah, and then over here, this is our Toledo tapas bar. So this is fantastic. What a fun way to end your meal, right?
That is pretty good.
With the color and the textures. So you have like a little chocolate bar right there, a little crispy center. And then each item on top, it's like a progression of flavor. You're going to start off with a cheesecake, go into a lemon, and then to a raspberry, and then chocolate, and then into coffee.
That's amazing. So
it's like five desserts in one.
I like that. So there's so much on here. Where do you even start? What's your suggestion?
I would start over here with our tapas.
Start with the tapas and make, so we should start at the beginning and just make our way down.
Exactly. You know, it's a dining experience. You know, you come in, you get a couple of tapas, you get a beautiful tomato salad or a cheese board, come in and get your entree, and then finish off with a beautiful dessert.
And a coffee. And then maybe the lounge after. I don't know where to start here.
Exactly.
I'm speechless.
Exactly.
And anybody that listens to the show knows that doesn't happen to me normally.
Yeah.
But there's so much happening here, so much going on.
It is. A lot of delicious flavors.
I really like the looks of that, the scallops there.
The scallop is beautiful. I mean, it really is. Beautifully caramelized sea scallops. Beautiful textures. It kind of covers everything as far as a dish.
Sure, and I don't know where to start, so I'm going to start by looking around here, and then I'll be checking something out tonight. That's
awesome,
for sure.
Awesome. That sounds good.
Thank you for your time, Robbie.
The new reimagined Coronado Springs is a great addition to your must-do list for Disney resorts. And if you've stayed at Coronado in the past, you need to go back, because this is a completely different location facility. The kids might remember the swimming pool at the Dig, but even there, there have been some additions and upgrades. At the event, I was also able to sit down and talk a little bit about why staying at a Disney resort is the right way to go, what are those resort benefits, and I talked to the meetings and events team about hosting events at Disney World.
Hey guys, welcome back to the opening of the Grand Destino Tower. I am here in the Kronos Club with Jen. Number one, Jen, how are you?
I'm wonderful. So excited to have you here.
Thank you. So tell me, what is your role here for Walt Disney World?
I'm a marketing strategy manager.
That is awesome. So tell me the strategy behind the Kronos Club, which is amazing. So this is the private club within the brand new Grand Destino Tower.
That's right. So this is a club access for anybody within the tower who wishes to upgrade to club access. So no longer are the days of you have to be at club level to get access. Anybody here in the tower can upgrade.
Now it's included with some rooms, as I understand, but then there are other ways to upgrade, and that's kind of cool because
It's stunning, very serene, very welcoming.
And this is a place where there'd be some breakfast-type foods?
Of course, we'll have food throughout the day, breakfast in the morning, some cocktails in the afternoon,
that's
great
beautiful.
Place to come before
now, this
dinner.
This is awesome, and I love it. I know everybody's sitting there watching going, that sounds great, but what about me? So let's talk about everything happening here at the Coronado Springs.
Well, everything here at Coronado Springs, we look at an entire reimagining of
Absolutely.
This resort with the opening of this tower. But this is one of 30 themed resorts here at Walt Disney World Resort.
30?
30.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Something
That's
for every family size and budget. So with the tower here at Coronado, as we talk about the complete reimagining, we also have introduced a few new dining locations. You will see as you go on your tour the Three Bridges Bar and Grill out at the center of Lago Dorado. It's added some bridges to help everybody get access to the food and beverage, to our original resort with all of the dining and the food court
that
might be there.
And all of that's still there, the food court
still
and
there.
Rick's, and that's all still
and
there.
And now with the rooftop restaurant and lounge that we have here, stunning new
stunning
possibilities.
Stunning views where I'm able to pick out all of the park icons, which is amazing.
Right.
All in one place. I can't wait to see that at night.
Well, and you also can't wait to dine there.
I promise you. So tell me about, we were talking briefly, what other resorts get, what everybody gets?
Oh, our resort guest benefits, my
yes.
favorite thing.
Yes.
So no matter where you're staying across Disney property, our resort guests get a few extra special features that really help them save time and hassle. The two most, I'll say, beloved resort benefits are extra magic hours and early access to fast pass planning. Let me tell you about both.
Yes.
Because with extra magic hours, you and your fans are probably very aware that one of our parks will open early or remain open late for a little less capacity.
Less capacity.
And
it's only
enjoy
resort guests.
Those attractions that you want to do.
That's the good old at Magic Kingdom after the fireworks when everybody's
right?
leaving, go right to the attractions. I get it, especially in the heat of the summertime. It's a wonderful way to spend the evening. Maybe you're hanging out at a resort swimming pool in the
afternoon. You're getting it. Yeah, you're getting it.
I got it.
So this fall, with the opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, we are going to offer extra magic hours.
Okay, extra.
Okay, every day in the months of September and October.
At Hollywood Studios.
Disney's Hollywood Studios is going to have 3 extra hours in the morning.
Wow, okay.
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, Toy Story Land, other favorite attractions. But additionally, Magic Kingdom and Disney's Animal Kingdom will also open early every day.
So they will also get extra,
yes.
extra magic hours. So
one
Pandora.
Pandora will be open.
Or just good old Space Mountain.
Good old Space Mountain, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, you name it. 1 extra hour every day in September and October.
That is great.
Now, I know you're also probably well familiar with the Fast Pass.
Sure.
Fast Pass Plus. And so you take your extra magic hours, you take your Fast Pass Plus access, and secure those must-do attractions. You know that you have saved some time to slow down, come back to the resort. Enjoy some time at the pool,
exactly.
reprieve a little, and then go back to the parks at night.
It makes a lot of sense.
Right? And with our proximity to the 4 theme parks, 2 water parks, Disney Springs, and the complimentary transportation, we make it easy for our guests to come and go and really have a vacation at their pace.
That's one of the things that all of us nerds love about Walt Disney World.
Well, we love that you're coming. We love that you're fans. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. This is the Kronos Club at the Grand Destino Tower. I love it. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jen. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Grand Destino Grand Opening. I'm here in one of the coolest looking event spaces that I've ever seen at Disney. And it's true. There's couches everywhere. I could just see the crowd looking at me. It'd be absolutely amazing. And what I wanted to do is get a little information on what's going on around meetings and events here, not just at Coronado, but at Disney World Resorts in general. So, Marianne?
Yes.
Pittsburgh, PA, by the way.
Yeah, as am I.
Yes.
Nice.
See that? How about a connection there?
How about it?
You got to love that. So tell me a little bit. What do you do here? And what,
so I am the Vice President of Sales, Services, and Events for Walt Disney World.
Okay.
And so part of my area is the meetings and events piece of the business. So.
And when we came in here, I mentioned that this is a pretty cool room within the new tower, but
right.
That's just a little piece.
Yeah. So
of what's
this
here
is our new intimate 3 multi-purpose rooms that you could open up as one, as it is right now. But we have 220,000 square foot of meeting space here at Coronado Springs.
Here at Coronado Springs.
Yes.
All connected by a pretty nice a walkway,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, we're so excited about the new walkway. It's,
yes,
air conditioning. And we also, can I talk a little bit about what else we did,
please,
too?
Please, so, yes.
Based on some of our meeting planners' feedback, we also brought the 3 bridges. Have you been out to Villa del Lago yet?
I have.
Yes. And so that really, the 3 bridges, bringing that together, connects us as one. And it really creates this community environment for this entire resort. So you've got the beautiful Grandestino, but all of our existing 1800 rooms have been refreshed, repainted, a whole new look across the property.
So it gives you a lot of meeting space,
yes,
here and a lot,
yes,
of hotel rooms right here without needing,
yes,
to travel.
That's the nice thing. For our larger groups, this is one of the largest meeting spaces in Orlando. So it's really a great place to.
I love that. But it's not the only one. You have some other spaces around too, right?
Right. We have a total of 5 convention resorts. And so recently,
out of the how many resorts?
30 resorts now.
I was going to say 30, but that sounds a lot.
I know. It does sound like a lot, doesn't
it? Yeah.
So we have 5. And this is, like I said, is our biggest one. Last year, we debuted our expanded Yacht and Beach Convention Center, which is our second largest one. And we added 120,000 more square footage to that
big
last
Beach
year.
And
yes.
Then contemporary.
Contemporary,
was always...
yeah. We have the contemporary space, and we have Disney's Grand Floridian, and we also have Disney's Boardwalk.
Wonderful, and a lot, yep, of those really close, connected to,
yes,
each other.
Yes.
So you know, and one of the things that I've realized here in the Grandestino, because I've attended some of those events before,
yes,
the fact that we're in a building and I can ride the elevator,
yes,
down and walk through the walkway,
yes,
It's so elegant here.
It is.
It is a Disney resort, and we know that, but it's definitely not Mickey everywhere.
Yeah.
But Disney,
right,
is everywhere.
Disney,
and that's what
is
I think
everywhere.
Makes it the best.
Honestly, when I walked in, I had been through the planning phases and through the construction phases, but when I walked in, I actually stayed last Wednesday night.
Very nice.
And I walked in, and it took my breath away. I mean, it really took my breath away. I love the double 2-story lobby, the,
mm-hmm,
lower lobby with the Barcelona Lounge in it.
Yep.
It's a great place to build a sense of community, sense of belonging, networking for our meeting and events, or just for our leisure guests. Also, just a place to gather after a long day in the parks. So it's fantastic.
Absolutely. So
yeah.
On top of that, by the way, if I'm planning an event here, I want some entertainment, or I want to go somewhere and see something, and I'm wondering if there's anybody here that might be able to help you with that.
Possibly I could help you. So I'm the creative guy, show producer with the Disney Event Group, and really my job...
Ray, by the way.
Ray Fournier, yeah. So my job is to work with the planners and understand what they're looking for when they come to Walt Disney World, and I help create unforgettable experiences. So we use the Disney brand, and we can, whether it be Star Wars or Marvel or Pixar or Disney, and we help tell their story. So we can, you know, I was telling earlier about a project that I was working on where we literally transformed a ballroom into the Haunted Mansion and created
that's
room
pretty cool
for one
right
more
there.
The Haunted Mansion experience. It was really incredible.
So was that for a corporate event? Is that weddings? Is that
sure
all...
we can do it for a wedding or for a corporate event or for a private family.
I have some ideas, but I don't think we should go into those here. But that said, I know, are you also coordinating things like at the parks, like dessert parties that goes into the package? So
absolutely,
if you had a conference here, you get some buses, the buses would take you, you'd go in the back door into Illuminations or Epcot Forever or whatever.
Absolutely. We have 40 square miles of playground that we play with. And we, you know, can take you to Epcot and have a dessert party right on the lagoon there. Or we could go to Disney's Hollywood Studios and do an event.
So you mentioned the room for one more Haunted Mansion event. What else sticks out as something that was really cool that you got to work on?
Recently, we did a great event for our Tupperware partners here in
okay,
Orlando.
Sure.
And they were bringing their top salespeople. here, and we transformed a ballroom into the haunted, or not the haunted, the enchanted, the enchanted forest. And we used our princess franchise to help tell their story of empowering women to, you know, with their brand.
So that's all about understanding your clients and what's important to them, and then matching that to anything in the Disney properties.
Absolutely. It's critical. It's critical to understand what they're looking for and what they want to walk away with in order for us to imagine all the possibilities that are here at Walt Disney World.
I love it. So the two of you guys working together, that's where you're going to get the best of the meeting space and the entertainment that may be a part of that in the storytelling, because that's really what Disney's about, right?
Absolutely. Storytelling is very, very important for us in everything we do. We're always looking for the story. And so when we work with our planners, it's their story as well. So they're coming here to Walt Disney World, and we really want to understand what their story is so that we can complement it with our brand.
I love that. So your favorite meeting space here, not here. Well, maybe we should start there, because the one we're in, I think, is really cool.
This is
but
probably...
there's a boardroom over across the way that
yes,
I took a tour of. That's
to
really nice. There's meeting space everywhere.
You're asking me like to tell me who's my favorite child.
Well, I'm going to ask him. I just asked him, and he came up with one. So I understand.
I love all of them. I think this, with the display kitchen out in the area, that we can also be able to do some interactive cooking, takes our experience to a new level,
sure,
to be quite honest. And so between the Grandestino Tower and the meeting space that we have here, right now, it's probably my favorite child.
Absolutely, the newest.
It's the newest, exactly.
Hey, Marianne, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Ray, same for you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for watching, and more from the Destino Tower coming up. Thanks.
Thanks for watching, guys, and check out more from the opening of the Grandestino Tower at Walt Disney World's Coronado Springs. Congaloosh! That's it. 10 different interviews. An amazing opportunity. Thank you, Disney, very much for hosting me for this event, the grand opening of the Grandestino Tower and the reimagining of Disney's Coronado Springs. Like I mentioned before, this is a must visit, and you don't have to be staying at the resort in order to access some of those restaurants, lounges, and locations. So you can go to Tolado's on the 16th floor just by booking through Disney Dining. You can visit the Lodge at any time on the 16th floor. You can go out to the Three Bridges Bar and Grill. It's an elegant spin on Disney. The characters aren't in your face, but they're still there. And I think it's a great place to visit. Thanks so much for listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. And remember, if you're looking to book a stay, Once Upon a Time Travel is your way to do it. Facebook, Once Upon a Time Travel. Ask for Jimmy. He will indeed take care of you. We'll see you next time. Make sure you check out the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that fun stuff. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. We'll see you next week when the whole team's back together. Congaloosh!
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.